welcome to Rewatchable number 98. We're doing our Freaks and Geeks intro, so get excited! I'm Danielle, and with me is a whole slew of new voices and voices you've heard before, and it's going to be so great. With me, we have Pam, Brittany, Karen, Caitlin, and Kristen. Hi, everybody!
Hi!
Hello!
Hello!
So, for the people who are here with Veronica Mars, that was definitely a throwback. Had to have Danielle do the intro because that was so iconic to our Veronica Mars era.
A little rusty, but it was so fun.
As usual, you guys can reach us on email at rewatchable.podcast@gmail.com, on Twitter at re_watchable, this post on hypeable.com, and our Tumblr, which is a new thing that we just started, rewatchablepodcast.tumblr.com. So, yeah, like Danielle said, we are going to be talking about Freaks and Geeks, and we're not going to get into the show this time. We just want to introduce the hosts. Unfortunately, not everybody could be here. Jack and Ariana couldn't make it, but we're going to try to fill in their stuff for them and maybe even have them record something separate that I can edit into the podcast so that you can at least get to know them a little bit before we jump into this. But very happy with everyone that we have here. And just as a quick introduction to Freaks and Geeks, the show, on Netflix, I always kind of laugh at the little overview they give on Netflix because it says a group of high school students in 1980 faces various social struggles. Lindsay rebels and hangs out with a crowd of burnouts, for starters. And I don't know why, it's just like kind of a silly little intro, but this show's pretty cool. And I think that everybody's going to like it if they haven't seen it already.
I'm super excited for it. All I see is like Tumblr GIFs and photos of it. And I've been wanting to watch it for a while, so I'm excited for this. And I have to get Netflix. This is a good push for me to get Netflix. Because have it yet.
How do you live without Netflix?
Because what I've been telling people is that if I get Netflix / when I get Netflix, nobody will ever see me ever again. Like, I watch so much TV and everything as it is, and I'm always in my room. So it's going to be 10 times worse now. Thanks a lot.
I'm just really excited that this is on Netflix. I don't know if to try and find some like sketchy Avatar link to watch the episodes on.
No more
with
screaming.
Like random like screaming ads that pop up in the background when I have it full screen.
Oh, those are the worst. I hate those so much.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Okay, so really quick, I also wanted to run down everybody's jobs for this round as well, which is something that we do every time to kind of like pass all of the work around, but it's also so you guys can know like who you're talking to on Twitter and who's, you know, done a terrible job editing the podcast. That would probably be me, FYI, and all that kind of thing. So as usual, Caitlin, it does our scheduling and she basically tells us when to record. And I don't know if I could survive without Caitlin because she is so organized. It's not even funny.
The power.
I know, today's like a perfect example because I was pacing around like 15 minutes before we're about to record going, I feel like I'm letting Caitlin down because we had daylight savings time and I don't know if I'm recording now or I'm recording in an hour. And so I just like cleared like 3 hours just to like make sure that I was just available.
Funny story. Since I started on Glee Chat, Natalie said that she felt so much pressure from my scheduling that she was trying to be really organized on Glee Chat because I was now in the group and she felt pressure.
That's amazing. And then we have the creation of the doc, which still keeping Ariana on that job. Ooh. Because she is just above and beyond anything we could ever hope for. And Kristen has a lot to live up to, but I have faith. I think you can do it, Kristen.
It should be an adventure. I'm going to make her do like the first one so I can see what I have to live up to. because I've made docs before, but never as complicated and colorful as some of the ones I've seen so far. So yeah, this should be an adventure.
No pressure, but don't screw it up.
Right, yeah, basically.
Basically. You just have to, like, you know, be one with your inner sass, and then you'll be fine.
I feel like Ariana's going to help me become more in touch with my inner sass. It's there. I just don't use it as often. So this will be good.
Mine certainly has come out a lot more since working with Ariana.
Oh, she's a great influence. I love her so much.
So did Mitch, actually, because by the end of the Avatar cycle, I couldn't tell who was doing the doc anymore.
I know, me either.
Aww. I shall measure up, I promise.
Okay. And then for our regular hosts, I won't be hosting here on out unless, you know, I'm absolutely needed. But we're going to have Pam and Jack be our hosts, two of the super fans. Again, Jack isn't here, but Pam, are you ready to lead us into Freaks and Geeks?
Oh, God, I hope so. I mean, like, I'm not like a podcast new by any means, but this is probably the most organized show I've ever been a part of, including my own show that ended a while ago. So I feel like I have big shoes to fill, even though I'm not doing any of the planning per se. But hopefully I will do you guys proud.
I think you're going to be awesome. Nothing to worry about. It's usually pretty easy. And the fact that we are so organized, like, relieves a lot of pressure. And that way everybody really only has one job and, you know, you don't have to worry about putting all the pieces together because everybody else helps you do that.
Very true.
And then editing will be me as usual. And I actually just recently taught Danielle how to edit. So I bet she's super excited about that.
I'm super excited, and I'm thinking of all the ways that I could make this great, like, insert sounds, or I don't even know. I'm planning.
And then, ominous. As always, Brittany will be our social media guru on Twitter and Tumblr, and when I asked her, because I did ask her, I didn't tell her, if she would be willing to do Tumblr, she was like, yes. So that seems to be an exciting new venture.
Hi. Yes. And you're still going to get Avatar crap from me because I'm not over it.
Oh, yeah. I think we could bring back any of our shows at any time on Twitter and Tumblr, and people still love it.
I've never seen Veronica Mars, so that's one that I'm a little – I just start, like, you know, throwing some stuff up there, and people seem to respond well. I figure anything with, like, marshmallows and I'm safe. I don't know. I honestly don't know. I did, like, a Throwback Thursday once, and I just, like, found – I think I found a gif of, like, Kristen Bell being sassy, and I was like, that works. It could have not even been from Veronica Mars, but it had Kristen Bell, so I just put it up there.
Oh, no, Kristen it totally Bell. Was. I remember that one, and it made me smile because it was about, like, a unicorn or something.
Yeah, it was. Totally it was just, Veronica like, Mars. Really random, and then I just kind of, like, threw in the word marshmallows, and I'm like, that'll work. People will get it.
A plus.
That's the show in a nutshell.
Yeah,
basically. Okay, cool. So there's everybody, but we're going to jump into this a little bit further and let you guys know a bit more about us as people, not just us in terms of, you know, what we're doing with the podcast. And first, we're going to start off with the super fans. And the super fans are the people who have seen the show before and love it. And they're going to be here to sort of lead the show and give us some interesting facts and that sort of thing. And, you know, give us lots of no comments, which, you know, we always love. Not really. I'm shaking my head right now. We hate no comments.
To step into that role that Mitch left. I will not be the no comment super fan. I promise.
You know, Danielle started it.
I totally started it.
Oh, well, I'm glad I wasn't around for that.
I'm sorry.
So, okay. Pam, let's start off with you. We've got some stuff in the doc here, and we're just looking for name, age, location, what you do for Hypeable, if you've been on Rewatchable before, and, you know, why you love Freaks and Geeks.
Sounds good. So my name is Pamela, but most people call me Pam. You can call me either or if you contact me on Twitter. I'm 26, currently living in Los Angeles, though I'm originally from San Francisco. I do a lot of different odds and ends for Hypeable. I kind of feel like I just end up being like the get crap done girl sometimes. But for the most part, if you want to write for the site, you're probably going to be going through me first. So anybody that's been hired
the last like year or so probably had to endure the wrath of my writing tests, which I'm very sorry for if you end up writing for us in the future and you have to go through that and you're super stressed about it. I have never been on Rewatchable before, but I've been podcasting off and on since 2008. So if any of you guys are Twilight fans, I was on Imprint, did a podcast for Merlin on Hypeable, did Vampire Hype with Kristen, who's also hosting this show with us. So I've just been around here and there. Hello. And I love Freaks and Geeks a lot. I watched probably reruns back in the day when ABC Family was Fox Family. That's when my brother and I used to watch it. We would like run home from school and we're just so enthralled by the whole world. And then later when Netflix finally picked it up, we like rewatched the series like as a whole. And it's just, I think it's just like such a great show. And it's got a lot of heart, and it's also got one of the most kick-ass theme songs ever, in my opinion. Like, every time I hear the beginning of that show, it just pumps me up, and I just want to sit down and, like, watch whatever episode's showing. So that's pretty much it for me.
Cool. Brittany, what about you?
All right. I am Brittany Lovely. I am 24. I'm from the Jersey Shore. Like the little hook that sticks out of New Jersey. That's where I'm from. For Hypeable, all right, I cover full-time Once Upon a Time, Elementary, American Horror Story, Girls, Looking, The Leftovers, and Grey's Anatomy. I am on Onceable, the Once Upon a Time podcast for Hypeable. If I've read something recently, I sometimes hop on to Book Hype. And then I'm on Rewatchable, where I send you all your look nice little gifts and reply to your tweets. And occasionally I'll write some random things like on Gilmore Girls and, you know, whatever people need help with, like group articles. Rewatchable, I started with Pushing Daisies because that was the first show that was going on like during my, once I started at Hypeable, was like the first new show after Veronica Mars. And then I stuck around for Avatar, and now I'm here for Freaks and Geeks as a super fan. And let's see, why do I love Freaks and Geeks? Well, I think the show is fantastic. It's the Greater McKinley High out of the two that are very well known, the other being from Glee. And it has a lot to do with the writing and the cast, because I started watching it because of all the younger, like, famous actors being in it. So you have, like, your Jason Segel and your James Franco. So that's the real reason why I started watching it. And then I became obsessed with the story behind Freaks and Geeks as a whole, like not necessarily the plot line, but everything that was going on behind the scenes, like episodes that were like not going to air and the writer strike that was going on, and like just the whole story behind it was what really got me interested in it. So yeah, that's why I'm here. Plus I can just look at Jason Segel's little face forever.
Fair enough. So even though Jack wasn't able to join us today, he did send us a little recording of him introducing himself, and I'm just going to put it right here. Enjoy!
Hi, Rewatchable listeners. My name is Jack. I am one of your superfan hosts for the Freaks and Geeks round. I'll be leading discussion on the episodes along with Pamela as one of the superfans. I'm 19, and if you can't tell by my accent, I am from Australia, Perth specifically. With Hypeable, my association with it is mainly through podcasts, really. I've been on Poker Chat when that was still active, and Glee Chat. I've also guest hosted on a few podcasts as well, Not Another Teen Wolf podcast with Karen and Natalie. And I've also been on Rewatchable before for one episode in the Avatar round, so my voice is sort of out there a bit. Yeah, so Freaks and Geeks is a fantastic show, and I'm really happy to have the chance to be on the Rewatchable round for it. It's really funny, and it's one of those classic 90s shows that just you get hooked right away. It's got a big cult following, and yes, I'm very excited because it's got many actors that I adore, you know, Jason Segel, and I don't mind a bit of Seth Rogen as well, and James Franco. So it's a very good show, and I hope that you all enjoy listening to it, and yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. All right, I'll see you next episode, and I'm sorry I couldn't be on for this one.
Other than Jack, I am the last super fan, and guys, I have a confession to make. I have not seen the entire show yet.
Okay, wait, hold on, Karen. Are you sure you haven't seen the entire show yet? Because I thought I hadn't seen the entire show yet when Netflix started, you know, like made it available to stream. And then I realized I had actually seen the entire show. It just got cut short. You know what I mean?
No, Karen definitely has not seen the entire
show. Oh, really?
Yeah, no, she hasn't at all.
We needed
That's so funny.
Yeah, I feel really bad. But, okay, here's the thing. This round, we really wanted to make it as equal as possible. We wanted 4 newbies and 4 super fans. And there were tons of people in Hype Bowl that were newbies, and we had to really pick and choose, and we only had 3 people who were super fans, and I couldn't dredge up anyone else that was a super fan, so I was like, all right, guys, I'll just make the sacrifice, and I'll sit down, and I'll binge watch it, and I'll be ready before the show starts. And then, you know, life happened, and I've been really busy, and I haven't been able to finish it, but by the time you hear me next, I will be a super fan. I will have seen it. I do really like the show, so there's no worry there. I just couldn't make the deadline, and I do feel pretty guilty about that. But I've definitely not seen it all because I've never watched this show before. This is definitely the first time I've ever even seen anything of Freaks and Geeks. I don't know where I was before, but not anywhere near where this was like on air or anything like that. Okay, so yes, my name is Karen. I'm 26 years old. I live in upstate New York, which means I'm like 3.5 hours away from the city, so I don't live in New York City. It takes me a while to get there. I live in the country where there's like deer and stuff. And for Hype Bowl, I do a lot of things. Primarily, I'm one of the main editors, and so if there are mistakes in articles, you can probably blame me for that as well. And I write about Teen Wolf. I write about Percy Jackson. I do a lot of little other things. I help out with Eye Candy. I do some Hemlock Grove stuff. I'm sure there's Constantine is one that we were just doing as well. And I'm on a lot of other podcasts aside from Rewatchable. I'm on the Onceable, Once Upon a Time podcast. I do Not Another Teen Wolf podcast. And I'm on Book Hype. And for Rewatchable, I've been here the entire time. I wasn't the one that started Rewatchable, but it sort of landed in my lap anyway. And so I've been the one organizing it from pretty much after Firefly. So Veronica Mars is when I really started, you know, taking hand and getting us organized and everything. And it's been really fun. And I plan to continue doing it till somebody like usurps me or something. So hopefully that doesn't happen. And why do I love Freaks and Geeks? I love Freaks and Geeks because it's the whole 1980s thing. There's some really cool, subtle sort of references to that time period, and it's really fun to hear those things as if they're happening, you know, right now, and everything's very current to the 1980s, and I really love that. And yeah, I agree, Pam, the intro is super awesome. Okay, so let's move on to our newbies. These are people who have not watched the show at all, or maybe if they've caught, you know, a couple of episodes, they haven't finished it, they don't really know what's going on. So Caitlin, let's start with you.
Okay, I'm Caitlin. I'm also 26. I live in Northeast Georgia. For Hypeable, I cover full-time Supernatural, Arrow, The Flash. I'm also on Glee Chat and have made guest appearances on multiple other shows. I've been on Rewatchable since the beginning, and I've been scheduling since the beginning, so it's pretty much down to a science at this point. And I wanted to give Freaks and Geeks a chance because the cast is pretty much legendary, so it seemed like a good thing for us to do next.
Cool. Danielle, what about you?
I'm Danielle. I am 24, and I live in a northwest suburb of Chicago. So it's not totally Chicago, but, you know, when people ask, it's just always, I'm from Chicago. So I am a Hypeable features writer. So basically what that means is I get to write whatever I want to. Within reason, of course. So, like, if there's a big event coming up, I'll write something for it. Otherwise, I really enjoy writing about Marvel stuff. Usually, if you see, like, a featured article on Marvel something-something, it's me. I also sometimes dabble in news stories, depending on, like, if someone needs help, I'll jump in. Usually, it's a lot for, like, Orphan Black type of stuff that I'll jump in for. I was on Rewatchable for Veronica Mars and for Pushing Daisies. Veronica Mars was actually my first podcast ever, and I was approached for it, like, hey, you like Veronica Mars, because the Veronica Mars movie was announced the day that I became a Hypeable writer, which coincidentally was 2 years ago today.
Yay! Oh, yay! My gosh!
Happy Hypeversary!
Thank you. So I'm a newbie, and they're like, hey, you want to host a podcast? And I was like, sure, and shaking at the same time. So, yeah, that's kind of where I'm coming from with Rewatchable and all of that stuff. I wanted to get back on Rewatchable, one, because I've missed it so much. There's nothing quite like it, and my life has been very dull without it. And also, I have been wanting to watch Freaks and Geeks for a few years now. As Caitlin said, the cast is legendary. Like, it's crazy to see all of the people, all of the recognizable faces in the lineup. And also, I just see photos of John Francis Daly as just like a pouty little kid all over my Tumblr feed all the time. So I really want to know where those are coming from. And I'm hoping it's Freaks and Geeks, right? Maybe. I don't know. We'll find out.
Kristen, what about you?
Hi. Yeah, my name is Kristen. I'm 29, which I think makes me the oldest. Hi, guys. I'm from Toledo, Ohio. Yeah, I'm the little Midwesterner. Hi, guys. For Hypeable, I started out as a features writer like Danielle and Ariana, but I used to cover the newsroom, which has sadly ended. I still cover the originals, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, most recently The Following, which, cross our fingers, will stick around.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, Karen's been helping me with that. Yeah.
Yay,
which is a good show. You should give it a check out if you haven't. You might have heard me on Onceable. I used to be on Vampire Hype. I've guested on Book Hype and Not Another Teen Wolf podcast and a bunch of other things. So you might have heard me elsewhere. I was on Rewatchable for Firefly and haven't been back since. So I'm very, very excited to be back. Should be a good fun. Apparently, I only do shows that have one season and then I'm just out. So I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what comes next. And I'm really excited to give Freaks and Geeks a chance. I've tried to watch before. Like, I would pick up the entire series, aka the season or whatever, from the library, and I would have it, and then I would just never put it in the player. Like, I've rented the series before and had it in my hands and just ran out of time or forgot about it or whatever. So I'm very, very excited to dive into it. Again, the cast is legendary. It's awesome. I want to see, you know, little baby James Franco and Busy Phillips and see, like, what, you know, what they're like back then, because I want to see if James Franco is just as nuts then as he is now. So that should be really good fun.
Yes.
Okay, so like I said before, Jack wasn't able to come on, but he did record for us, so we're going to add that in a little bit later. Ariana wasn't able to record, but she wrote a little blurb in here about herself. So Danielle, something tells me that you want to read this.
I do, because Ariana is my partner in crime. And also, fun fact, it's her 2-year hypeversary today, too, because we started on the same day. Aww. So if you want to send her some love, do so. So here's Ariana's introduction, and I will try to read it as Ariana-like as I can. My name is Ariana, and I'm 24 Ariana. Years old, and I'm a Sagittarius, which is why I'm so full of fire and passion like a tropical wildebeest. I write feature articles for Hypeable about stuff like diversity in television and twincest threesomes. I've been on Rewatchable a lot before, like on V-Mars and Pushing Daisies and Avatar, so I know how this shit works by now, okay? I wanted to give Freaks and Geeks a chance because Rewatchable is a part of my soul now, and my ego cannot handle being separated from the weekly validation of my existence it gives me. So that's Ariana.
In a nutshell.
Yeah. Basically.
She's spot on about herself all the time.
Tropical wildebeest might be one of my favorite things to come out of that, and I'm going to use that at some point in my life.
I'm not quite sure what it means, but it makes sense at the same time.
It does. Isn't that weird?
I wasn't even going to question it. I was just going to go with it.
That's basically how we approach Ariana, like, in everyday life. So, appropriate. Okay, as I said before, you can contact us through email at rewatchable.podcast@gmail.com. Our Twitter is re_watchable. This post on hypable.com, our Tumblr, rewatchablepodcast.tumblr.com. Or if you leave us a 5-star iTunes review, we will give you an incentive, just like we did for Avatar. We're going to keep this going. And this week, the incentive is, if you rate us 5 stars, then I will imitate Ariana's voice so that you can pretend she's on this podcast today.
Sounds good to me. I mean, why wouldn't you?
That's kind of hard, because she's very unique, and I don't know if I can do that. But hey, if we get a 5-star, I will do my best.
I don't know. I'm not sure if I'm willing to accept any imitations.
Fair enough. That relieves the pressure for me.
Are we keeping all of the incentives on you again, Karen?
I guess so. This is just a thing. So, as far as I know, yes.
I'm into it.
Sounds good. They weren't on you yet by the time I left from Pushing Daisies, so this is going to be fun.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Things have changed since you were last here, Danielle.
I can really tell, and I'm kind of sad about it, but it's okay.
Change is inevitable, so, you know, just accept it. Okay.
Okay.
Sure. Listener feedback. We're going to start off with some things from Twitter. The first thing is from Lizzie Granger, who says, thank you so much for introducing me to the beautiful Atla fandom. Can't wait for the Korra rewatch. Completely agree. I know that Brittany in particular is really excited for Korra and to jump back into the whole Atla world. Yeah. As am I. I think all the newbies are really missing it. But hopefully Freaks and Geeks can tie us over for the 2.5 months that we're going to be doing it.
Korra! I'm so excited for you guys to watch Korra.
I'm excited to learn what the heck lion turtles are.
Okay, next one. Danielle, why don't you take that one?
Sure. This one is from Willow Rose, who's at Wilgo, and she says, the fact that Rewatchable is finally doing Freaks and Geeks makes me extremely happy. And you know what, Willow Rose? That makes me extremely happy, too. Because I'm happy that we can do it, and I'm happy that you're happy, and I just like happiness.
Okay, and Pam, why don't you take this next one? These next few tweets are in response to asking our listeners if they will be joining us for Freaks and Geeks as a newbie or a super fan.
Sure. So Amanda, whose handle is at Hey Yo Amanda, that's a pretty good handle, by the way. I wish mine was as short as yours. She says, newbie, I've been a newbie in every show other than the first season of Veronica Mars and Atla. Is that how you guys pronounce it? Or mm-hmm. ATLA?
Yeah.
Cool. Ha ha.
Kristen, what about the next one?
Sure. The next one comes from Gleek22, whose handle is GleekFree22. Nice. And she says, newbie, I think I will stick around, which is good. We like it when people stick around. We want you guys to just bring more people. We want more love.
Even if Kristen herself doesn't stick around.
Yes. Right? You know, I got to share the wealth. At some point, you have to let everybody else. And I'm glad everybody had fun. I did watch Veronica Mars after you guys did it, though. Like, I finally watched the series because of all of you, so there you go.
Yes.
That's, like, the biggest compliment. I love it when people tell us that sort of
thing. And I loved every minute of it, so I totally, I'm all on board.
Cool. Caitlin, why don't you go next?
So, Joe Ludvigson at Rain Phelan says, for the first time, I'll be joining as a newbie. We seem to love the same shows, so I'm ready to dive into Freaks and Geeks, so... newbies unite.
And Brittany, why don't you read this next one? This is from the post that I did on hypeable.com, where basically I was just introducing the Freaks and Geeks round of Rewatchable.
Great. You should check out that post because it's awesome. I've tweeted it and tumbled it, so it's all over the place.
Thank you.
So this one is from Lily Luna, who says, I actually just binged all of Freaks and Geeks last week. If I'd known you guys would be covering it next, I'd have waited. I'm really looking forward to hearing your thoughts, though. So we're glad that Lily Luna enjoyed the show and she can listen as a super fan. That's fine. We love super fans.
Yeah. And lastly, we have, this was from, I guess, our last episode of Avatar, the hypeable post for that. Luke says, very well done, liked it a lot. Can't wait for Korra, though. I feel like it is awesome, just slightly below Atla. Good that the newbies watched the movie. Now anything will be just awesome. Truth, literally everything. Oh, this is Brittany. Truth,
that's
literally
me.
Everything in the world looks better than the movie, I'm assuming you're saying. Yeah, I agree.
Like, everything in the world looks better compared to the Avatar live-action movie.
There was a reason the super fans all said, screw that.
Yeah.
It was so bad. I still didn't finish it. I still have 47 minutes left.
Oh, okay. God. So I was small little side note here. I had only ever seen Avatar in bits and pieces when the movie came out because my brother is a really big fan of the show. And we went to see it at midnight. So I was stuck watching it in the theater thinking about how much sleep I was losing and really, really disappointed in this movie that was supposed to be amazing because the show was amazing. And then my brother was like, just forget, erase everything you just saw from your memory. This show is a lot better than the movie. I'm sorry. Like, oh, man, nothing was more disappointing than that night, I think, for him.
Yeah.
It's funny. I know nothing about Avatar. Like, I've heard of it. I have a general idea of what it is. But even I know the movie was crap. I've never seen it. Don't know anything about it. But all I know is that that movie is horrible. So that's good fun.
Yeah, well, you're really already, like, way ahead of me when before I watched the show, because I was like, oh, guys, it's a good movie. I mean, it's not the best, but whatever. And after having seen the show and watching it, I'm like, yeah, no, that was pretty terrible.
I mean, Karen, you do like Mortal Kombat, so.
There is nothing wrong with Mortal Kombat. Mortal Kombat is amazing. Don't jump on Mitch's, like, bandwagon, okay?
That fact about you always just amazes me because you're like, you have such like a nice, soothing voice and you're just like, you're so nice in person. And then I just know that there's this side of you that just loves Mortal Kombat. And it
and
just
Eminem.
Throws me for a loop.
And Eminem.
And
yeah.
Eminem.
Eminem!
This will be another round of everybody jumps on Karen.
Yeah, it's like every day of my life. I don't know why it surprises me anymore.
Hey, I'm totally with you for the Eminem thing, Karen. You know that.
I know. And Kristen loves Eminem.
We've had a discussion, yes. Karen and I talked about the artistic merits of Eminem at dinner one night. It was fabulous.
Yes.
I'm jealous. I wish I could have been there. The best I can do is send her
you
videos
were.
To Eminem in the car. Was I there?
That was at, it was at Indie Pop last year.
You were at the other side of the table.
Yeah, but well, you were there.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that makes me feel slightly better.
All right. If you guys are all done picking on me now, anything else before we leave?
No, I just have to go get Netflix now.
And then we will never see
off.
You again.
Yeah. Nope, never ever. Sorry, guys.
Can't record this week watching Netflix.
There's a lot of good stuff on there.
I'm sick.
Boo, you whore.
All right, well, very good first intro. Next week, we will be bringing you episodes 101 and 102 of Freaks and Geeks. Not sure which hosts will be on yet, but it'll be a good mix. And yeah, very excited to jump into it. So until next time, I'm Karen.
I'm Pamela.
I'm Brittany.
I'm Caitlin.
I'm Danielle.
And I'm Kristen.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
sign off, guys.
Does anyone else wave when they say goodbye? Because I do.
Yes, sometimes.
I do this really cheesy, like, freeze frame type pose. I'm not even joking.
Yeah, I do, like, I love a little wave every time. Like, they can see me. It's like, hi, guys. Bye. Okay.
I just think I'm living in my own little 80s sitcom all the time. You know what I mean? Everything's a freeze frame.
Mm-hmm.
Karen, I'll have you know that I almost made a Boulder reference in the
people
wouldn't understand on this
round. Should have.
I thought you were going to as well, and then you didn't. And I was a
I was
going to
be like, and I am no longer the Boulder.
You should just bring it back at, like, random points and be like, the Boulder does not like this episode.
The Boulder watches Freaks and Geeks.
Everyone else is like, oh my god.
I have no idea what's going on.
Last time. Neither do I. It's okay.
And
we can be
why
on the outside together.
But I was amused anyway, like, as an outsider.